Doctor Who, The Stones of Blood, Part 3. Sella, Emilia. She never told me she was related to the Mortclown family. Doctor, she isn't. She isn't. She is the Mortclown family, and Trelawis family, and the Kamara family. No doubt she's the managing director of a firm that owns the circle now. These three portraits are of the same person, Emilia. But look at the date. That's 150 years. Though so, what's 150 years when you've been around for more than 4,000? Amelia. Do you mean? Doctor. Yes, she's a Cutteridge. The dark stone has found them. Doctor, run. Come on, quick. Stone jams itself in the doorway, bringing down some masonry outside the manor house. Amelia. I never thought we'd get out of there alive, Doctor. Come on. We're not there yet. On you go. He shuts the door. They run down the drive. Another stone is at the gates. Doctor, fascinating, isn't it? Doctor. Amelia. Doctor. But I understand you correctly. A thing's made of stone. Doctor. Yes. It's coming on, closing in on us fast. Amelia. But it's impossible. Doctor. No, it isn't. We're standing still. Meant a silicon base life form is unknown, unheard of, and impossible. Doctor, maybe he doesn't realise that. Stone questions for the gates. Amelia, Doctor? Doctor, what is it? What is it? Amelia, is the cause of science? I think it's our duty to capture that creature. Doctor, how? Have you any plans? He takes that truncheon. Amelia, we could track it to its lair. Doctor, come on. Cliff edge. Amelia, we're trapped. Stone approaches. The Doctor goes to the edge of the cliff. Takes off his cloak and waves it like a matador cloak. Amelia, I know you're under considerable strain, Doctor. Please keep a grip of yourself. Stone crashes through the stump bushes, pauses, and makes a run at the Doctor. The grey silver Noroka, Doctor steps at one to one side, the stone goes howling down to ragged rocks below. Doctor, ole. They look at over the edge and see the light fade away. Amelia, is it dead, do you suppose? Doctor, how do you kill a stone? Let's go and find its mistress, shall we? Come on. Stone circle. Vivian has put her bird mask back on and is using the long rod to burn a circle on the ground around herself. So there is no need to wear a mask for our sake, Miss Thane. Vivian takes the mask off Amelia. Vivian, what's going on? He says you're colour each. Vivian, I've been so many things, Amelia, for so many years, Doctor. Well, it's all over now, Miss Faye. Vivian, oh, really? Doctor, you see, I've got a Romana. Doctor, where is she? Vivian, where? You'll never be able to find her. Oh, she's perfectly safe. No need to worry. So long as you leave me in a peace. Doctor, oh, well, you see, can't do that, Miss Faye, because you've got something that I need, you see. Anyway, I won't come too close if I were you, Doctor. Doctor, oh, absolutely not. The Doctor goes into contact with a positive circle. And fails. Doctor, static electric charge, a very primitive force field. So Vivian is still very effective. Don't worry about Romana, Doctor. I should worry about yourself, were you? Doctor, why? Vivian, count the stones, Doctor. Beware the Aurorae. Vivian vanishes Amelia. Extraordinary, how did she know about stones? Doctor, the three of those stones are missing. Amelia, missing? What happened to them? Doctor, one went off a cliff, remember? Mean that thing was one of those stones? Doctor, you called him Mogurai. Mogurai, of course, the Mogurai. How silly me. Doctor Mogurai? Doctor, yes, from the Mogurus, the home planet. That's too serrate day. Repulsive place covered in great swamps of amino acids. Primitive proteins, they feed by absorption, hence the need for globulin. Amelia, what do you mean? Doctor, which is the nearest equivalent on Earth, hence the blood sacrifice on stones? And Mary, you know about the Aurorae on Earth? Yeah, you said there were three of these things. Doctor, that's right. Amelia, here. Doctor, Grog, Mud Dog, Ogres. You can't be far away anyway. You and I got what to do. Listen, do you have any chance? Have any Titurum crystals? Amelia, crystals? Yeah, Doctor, yes, Titurum crystals, Titurum. Crystals. But Doctor, what about Vivian? What about Romana? Dodger, listen. Professor, listen. You go back to the cottage and see if you can find any crystals. I'll go out to my TARDIS, see if I can pick up a few things. Yeah, yes, but where have they disappeared to? How are we going to find them? Doctor, Professor, I don't know. That's why I need the crystals. Vivian's cottage. Doctor's constructed something weird. On a height adjustable tripod, the middle bit is like the butler's saw machine. Small antenna sticks out at the right angles at the front. Whatever is on the right is covered by tea towel. Amelia enters from the kitchen. Mina, these are the only crystals I could find apart from a jacket, Epsom salt, packet of Epsom salts. Total samples of abundance of a small earthenware jar and listen to it. Well done, Professor. I knew you must have some somewhere, but it's the only way she could power the Wanderers. Tips them in the round bit of the middle of this contraption. Gurgles like electrical drain. Then he takes the detail, feel a purple, perfect tube. The source of ball fastened to the end. Doctor, yes. Doctor puts another small tendon on the top of the contraption, making a tube the front of it, showing us the control box at the rear. Emilia, I still don't understand where Morgana and Vivian are. Doctor, hyperspace. Emilia, hyperspace? Can I hyperspace is a extension of special theory, relativity propounded by Einstein. Einstein theory states, Doctor, now, canine. Canine, don't restrain your data banks. Not fully recovered yet. Canine, secretive regression, 75% completed. Doctor, yes, well, I don't give you some calculations. Didn't I give you some calculations to be getting along with? Canine, calculations cannot be completed until they've finished constructing equipment. Doctor, all right. Why don't you stop interrupting me? Let me get on with it. You're a terrible guest bag. Emilia, I don't understand about the hyperspace. Doctor, well, who does? K9, I do. Oh, Doctor, oh, shut up, K9. It's all to do with superstructurality. Emilia, oh, I never studied that. Doctor, well, I'm not surprised. They gave up teaching it 2,000 years ago, even on Gallifrey. Emilia, oh, I beg your pardon. Doctor, here, look. How can I explain? Listen, I understand special theory, relativity said. Emilia said that you cannot travel in space faster than the speed of light, because the speed of light is a limiting factor. If you travel more than 180 miles per second, 1,000 miles per second, you encounter the time distortion effect. So yes, well, he's nearly right. But Emilia, in fact, the ride at destination 4, he's left your starting point. Doctor, yes, absurd, isn't it? I mean, oh, I don't know. Doctor, I always thought it was fun myself. I did try to explain the realities to poor Albert, but he didn't. Well, insist he knew best. I mean, oh, they're all the same, those physicists, I'm sorry. But oh, no, that's all right. I mean, apart from soy swapping, which he didn't possibly understand, this is for a way of avoiding time assault. I mean, yeah, is there it really? Doctor, yes, but just pass me that screwdriver, will you? Yes, you operate in a different dimension, you see, in another kind of space. Emilia, otherwise, hyperspace. Doctor, yes. Emilia, but I don't know where Romana and Vivian are. Doctor, listen, there is still a circle or whatever occupies a space in another dimension. Emilia, I see. Doctor, good. Perhaps you'll explain it to me sometime. You've got a few minutes to spare. Emilia, doctor? Doctor, yes. Emilia, may I ask you a personal question? Doctor, well, I don't see how I can stop you asking. Emilia, are you from outer space? Doctor, no. Emilia, oh, Doctor, I'm more than what do you call inner time. Emilia, huh? Doctor, yes, well, never mind about that now. K9, what do you think of this? Well, K9 theory appears to be ingenious. Doctor, yes, but will it work? K9 affirmative. Be effective on a setting of 0.037 hyperspace scale. Doctor, what? Only at the end of the scale? K9 affirmative, Mr. Doctor, that means it burn out the circuits in about 10 and a half seconds flat. K9, correct, Jim Master. Circuits will burn out about 31.27 seconds. Doctor, 32.1.7? Is that long enough to get me into hyperspace? K9, different data, Master. Other depends upon where hyperspace is and what you want when you want to arrive. Doctor, thank you very much, K9. And the actual area of transformation beam be small, it's imperative, therefore, you mark your point of entry to the arrival in order to facilitate finding it again for return. The located point, K9, thank you. Come on, Emily. I need you to help K9. Let's see if this works. Stone circle, doctor. Now you understand what you've got to do. Amelia, I think so. Switch on and wait until the needle points on the dial. Oh, 3, 7. And throw that lever. Doctor Wright, now remember, you've only got 30 seconds and then pow. Amelia, pow? Doctor, yes, pow, pow. It's a technical expression. Professor, it means that all microcircuitry will refuse to one great urge, a molten metal. Amelia, yes, but what happens if Amelia or I come back? Well, will you, whatever you be. But, oh, well, that's where K9 comes in. You see, you generate a force field, much like certificate, much more sophisticated Mrs. Faze, to keep them out for a while. I mean, how long? My K9 and power backs will be drained in approximately 17 minutes, 31.86 seconds. Study, there you are. Now, if you should break through, run as if there's anything very nasty were after you, because something very nasty will be after you. I mean, but what about you? So don't worry about me. I'm doing plenty of that in any case. Amelia, yes. But how will you get back? So do you just switch on for 30 seconds, say, every half hour? Amelia, well, if you think that would work. So, well, of course it'll work, even if it doesn't work. What does it matter? You know what they say about hyperspace. Amelia, no. So the way they say a fair little absurdity is something I've always wanted to be lost in. Ready? Now switch on. We are 2200330037. Does now flash bang. Doctor, switch it off. Switch off. Mia, did I do something wrong? K9, there's a narrow circuitry. You're not to blame. Doctor, right. We're not all programmed for perfection, you know. There's a fault. Doctor, K9, danger. Oh, grey, approaching from south. Southwest, Doctor. Amelia can see it. Can't see. K9, too. Oh, grey, approaching from south. Southwest. Doctor, when you finish there, you should do it. That should do it. That's how it works this time. K9, already 15 metres closing. Doctor, now remember, do exactly as you did last time. Amelia, ready? Doctor, yes. K9, immediately, Mogurai, 40 metres and closing. Amelia, 37, holding. K9, Mogurai, 28 feet metres and closing. Doctor, now, Doctor vanishes. Amelia, K9 shoots at Mogurai. Spaceship entry point. The Doctor appears in a lonely white spaceship, spinning like a top. Doctor, Romana, he about tilts at X on the floor grill and goes along the short corridor and down a couple of steps to the room of control console, where he looks out of the window. Silver-skinned figures that watches him. Romana is manacled in a wall somewhere next to a robot wearing leggings. The Doctor goes along another corridor to the area with doors off it. He looks around the control triangle windows and doors. Over on the mummified corpse falls out. He puts it back and goes into the oven and opens it. Cell, Doctor. Oh, I'll change at Venus. The bright line. Ramona, very funny. Where have you been? What's happening? Where am I? So, well, in strict order of asking. Nothing. Busy. Nothing. Hyperspace. Friend doesn't look well. What happened to you? Romana, well, I don't know exactly. I remember Vivian Faye coming up behind me and waking up here. Doctor undoes the manacles at the sonic screwdriver. Romana, what do you mean, hyperspace? It can't be. Doctor, why not? Well, hyperspace is very physical absurdity. Everybody knows that. Doctor, yes, except apparently the people that built this ship 4,000 years ago. It's a hyperspace vessel. Romana, that's ridiculous. Doctor, come on. Spaceship. Romana, even granted the hyperspace for possibly, Doctor. What about deceleration? How do you accelerate them? An infinite mess. Anyway, where is this ship? Why can't it be seen from Earth? That they return to the junction block room. The Doctor uses a small control panel. Doctor, there's your answer. Diagram comes up on the screen. Well, it's only 3 feet from the circle. Why can't it be seen? Doctor, because it exists in a different kind of space than a circle. The Doctor and Romana, hyperspace, not an ordinary four-dimensional space. Doctor, yes, Romana, well, why has it Has it stopped here? Doctor, maybe it ran out of fuel. Ramona, are you sure this thing's been here for 4,000 years? Doctor, well, why? Ramona, well, look at the cabin controls. They all look new. They look new. Doctor, perhaps someone's been spring cleaning. Doctor, Ramona, Vivian Faye? Doctor, yeah, Ramona, Ramona. There's plenty of fuel. The drive unit's still working. Ramona, well, maybe it's run aground. Doctor, or what? Doctor, Ramona, who knows what's in hyperspace? Doctor, yes. We better search the ship. First thing we're going to put you somewhere. So you're nothing of our friend Miss Faye. Ramona, well, where do we start? It looks rather big, don't you think? Stone circle. K9 power depleted. Cannot hold much longer. Mere timing the use of hyperspace window machine. Mina, where's the Dunkirk spirit? Never say die. K9 and never do say die. We cannot hold. A million nothing. There's no one there. Okay, she switches to the machine. K9 starts firing an override. Okay, Mina, K9, are you alright? K9, what is happening? Look at the override. They're going. They're giving up. Okay, the assumption is incorrect. They're going. But it's not to say they're giving up. Amelia, I thought you were. You were. All about, oh, are you right, K9? K9, power exhausted. Amelia, can you charge yourself? K9, affirmative, given time. Amelia, do you think they'll come back? K9, affirmative, suspect they'll go away to recharge. Amelia, recharge? But how? Go blue. Amelia, oh, that means finding enough more blood. K9, affirmative. Amelia, that means they're going to kill somebody. Phil, the young man crawls out of his tent, discovers two Stannis Dodes have appeared just feet away. He goes in to investigate. Man, hey, Pat, what's up? Man, come and have a look at this. You won't believe it, Pat, what is it? Where did they come from? Man, don't know. They weren't here last night. Pat, perhaps it's a joke. Perhaps someone from the World Chief dumped them here during the night. Man, how? They must weigh tons. Pat, I suppose they are real, but not fake, just fakes. He goes over and touches one. His heartbeat starts up. He can't move a hand. Man, what's the matter? Pat, my hand. Takes her hand, the gas stone grows brighter. His stove starts screaming. Pat, hand turns to bone before you fade up the screen of blood red. Outside the cells. Imana, do you think this could be anything alive in any of these? Don't know what, after 4,000 years, I should think so. Mind you, I'll tell you something. If there's something, anything still alive, it'd be furious. Lord of the layer. Doctor, on what? One of Stell's remains contains a worm. Don't you think? You know, I think this might have been a convict ship. I'm on a look at the seal of the door, different colour from the rest. Don't know, first class in hyperspace. Ramona, what does it say? Dodo, I don't know. I can't read the script. Grubby says, do not open. Penalty, £50. Ramona, anything there? The doctor, I can't see. Ramona, well, what should we do? Doctor, open it. Ramona, right. Doctor breaks the seal, pulls the handle. They duck down to look inside. Two sparkly somethings float out above their heads. Ramona, what's that? Dodo, I don't know. Madraga. It's not permitted to threaten Madraga. Dodo, I beg your pardon, what's a Madraga? Ramona, I don't know. Madraga, we are the Madraga. We are justice machines. Ramona, justice machines? Madraga, we are the law. Madraga too. Judge, jury and executioner. Madraga, once we arrived at our verdict, Madraga too, we execute it. Madraga, without fear of favour. Madraga too. Impartiality, Dr. Well. It's a great relief to know that the law is still such capable hands. Better to be going now. Ramona, what's the matter? Doctor, never mind. Just keep going, moving. Amarga, stop. Turn around. Do not move. Amarga, good too. Which of you removed the great seals? Doctor, I did. I feared you for your safety. Margaga. But you meant well, Margaga too, but your law clearly states that no one may remove the seals without authorization. Penalty's death, Moreover. Where is your authorization? Doctor, I'm sorry, you didn't realise needed authorization. See, I'm a stranger here myself. I promise I'll never break any of the seals without authorization ever. Don't go back to conclusion. So counted to be counted in the accused's favour. I go to two wins. Grievance is not, or the law is not. I'll grant they will take his defence. Doctor and Ramon seek away, number two. I think you should advise your client that he will be in little likelihood of clemency. I will so advise him. He is gone. Barbara too, further proof of guilt. Barbara, no matter, none can escape Barbara. Stone castle about Emily. Amelia, can't see with those creatures anywhere. Are you charged yet? Can I negative for recharging incomplete? Time switch on the beam again. Can Amelia, oh yes, you're right. Oh, well, anyway, we just haven't got those creatures breathing down next. Here goes, Silverman appears. Amelia, Vivian, canine, do not touch the machine this day. Otherwise I'll be forced to stun you. Vivian, huh? You haven't enough power left in your, to strike a match. See what I mean? Amelia, Vivian, no, Amelia, you can't, don't make me kill you, Amelia, no. They can't get back if you, Vivian, blast the machine from her world. Vivian, away go, calm, I command you, she vanishes. Spaceship, entry point, Romana, Doctor, they're still following us, Doctor, but expect the justice machines, come on, X marks the spot, Romana, what? The projector, Professor Relford's using, has got a very small thread. If you're not in exactly the right place, if you sit it on, we'll never get back, come on, Professor. Romana, nothing, Doctor, look behind us, look. Even a railway, pee in a control room. Maybe too late, Doctor. Now, Doctor, destroys your pitiful little machine. There's no way out for you. You're trapped in hyperspace. Forever.